practice comes easier for this group when they have a sheet of just the lyrics, lyrics that come back to them quickly, because this is the music of their youth.
A lot of those frustrations are gone because the music is so easy and comes so naturally.
Music therapist Emily Christensen leads the small choir of dementia patients and their spouses or children or caregivers. They meet at Kol Ami Synagogue.
They can participate in a choir just the way they always have.
Included here are Dick and Jean Raybould, married about 70 years.
I always loved the way she played. Really, she was a concert pianist in her teens.
Was it love at first sight?
It was. You know, you just fall in love and you say, I want this person to be with me from now on.
And he rarely leaves her side, even though there's much he misses now.
Just being able to have an adult conversation. She goes through moods that are very hard to live with.
Good, we're all here. Let's go.
Dick and Jean practice with the choir every week. Recently, they had their first performance. Singing to a group in a gym sitting at tables, Jean often looked over at Dick as he held their music. Christensen says lyrics and notes can open doors that were once closed. Music therapists who work with Alzheimer's patients describe people waking up when the sounds of loved and familiar music comes. Expressing herself in conversation is nearly impossible for Jean now.
It's cold.
It's cold. It's not cold.
It is.
We'll sit here and enjoy music together.
And she plays the piano while her daughter Rebecca sings. These kinds of choirs and music programs can help keep patients at home with their loved ones longer, creating an intimacy that was lost.
She's still in there. She actually said not too long ago, didn't you say, I wasn't always like this.
Roll along with it. The main thing you learn is acceptance.
I do anything for you.
Mary Richards, KSL
anything
News Radio.
You want me to. All I want is loving you and music, music, music.